And a good Monday, everybody. I'm Mick Kerr, in for Terry Loomis, who will return to Inside Agriculture tomorrow, right here on the area's information stations, 930 KSDN and 102.1 in Aberdeen, Farm News and Real Country, Thunder 106.1, and Ag News 890, Lisbon and Fargo, and out westaways, 660 Keys News Radio in Williston, and 910 Classic Country KCJB in Minot. Before the break, we heard from former Chief Agricultural Negotiator Darcy Vedder, who said the upcoming NAFTA negotiations represented an opportunity, but Vedder talks about certain parts of NAFTA that need to be brought into this century.
If you look at things like the digital economy and the importance of the free flow of data, making sure that goods sold over the internet can be easily exchanged between the countries and people can do business regardless of where their bricks and mortar location might be. We didn't really have an internet and certainly not e-commerce in the early 90s when we were negotiating NAFTA, and so there are no provisions for that. Similarly, the way that we protect intellectual property is much more robust than it was in the 90s. There are whole classes of products, pharmaceuticals, crops, that didn't exist then, and where we might want to bring the standards for protecting intellectual property from entities in any of the three countries up to a more present-day standard.
Vedder says the original NAFTA agreement is a good foundation to build upon for the three countries, but agricultural trade is a big success story for NAFTA. It doesn't need a lot of changes.
What I am worried about is conflicts in other parts of the negotiations that could be contentious, particularly provisions about making it easier to place trade restrictions on products if one side feels that they're being unfairly dumped or sold below the cost of production, that would make it faster and easier to impose tariffs on those products. That's going to be a contentious area of negotiation, and one where if one country acts quickly in that way, it may create an incentive for retaliatory behavior.
Vedder says one thing that needs to happen is for the talks to conclude as quickly as possible. A long delay, not a good thing for keeping agricultural exports as high as possible.
The longer the negotiation is, the longer the period of uncertainty for our customers in Canada and Mexico to worry about what the ultimate relationship may be. And when the economics and the politics of the situation are unclear, investors delay decision making. They look for other sources of product to hedge their risk and diversify their portfolio. And I think we're seeing that already. Mexico's purchases of corn are down 4% since January in the same period in 2016. They're down 4% from January through July of this year.
Vedder says the U.S. was the only game in town as a reliable commodity supplier, especially for Mexico, when NAFTA was first negotiated. U.S. now has very capable competitors around the world. The American Soybean Association released a statement last week on dicamba use and dicamba-related damage to soybean crops. ASA President Ron Moore says ASA is invested in bringing all parties together to find answers and solutions. In his statement, Moore says the first step in the process is for all parties to determine whether the reported damage is from dicamba or other potential causes. If injury from dicamba spray is indeed the root cause, he says farmers next need to understand how the damage happened. Moore says, quote, "We need all parties at the table to establish answers to these and other questions so that proper action can be taken to both protect crops and protect access to this technology." Moore says the discussion is larger than one specific product, saying farmers need and want new modes of action for weed control, but also need assurance that their own and their neighbors' crops aren't going to be damaged as a result of normal and label-compliant product use. You're listening to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr. We'll be right back with a look at the future of waters of the U.S. This is Inside Agriculture.